Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
I know.
Ain't it you say you will?
How you know though?
Just know that I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they with me strong.
Hey.
And them they gon' fuck your book called Money Long.
Hey.
You know that I know. Well, you know that I know.
You know what
I know what I know.
Yeah.
You a fool.
And it ain't a secret. I'm so official, they can referee it.
They know I
black
know.
Gun, white work, I got jumper fever.
They know I do.
28 on the scale,
all
my talk is deep. Rich homies, get money, break bread. Yeah, yeah. Eat your
people.
Every day like Thanksgiving, everybody eating. I put work in the hood, let my homies grind. I do what I do to see my niggas. I know what I know, and man, that's all I know.
That's all I know.
I take 63 grams and try to make a 4-4. That's a couple if I get it right. Wanna see my homies rich, cause this the life.
I know. Ain't it you say you will?
You know
just know that I know. Them streets, they with me strong.
And
them they gon' your book called Money Long. You know that I know.
Well,
you know that I know.
Hey, I know that you ain't that you claim to be.
No.
Despite how much money that I make, this shit ain't changing me.
I know.
A lot of these, that ain't lame to me.
Come blown, I smoke, but I roll.
But the same that I came in with.
Rick, tell me,
I'm on the west coast in a low ride.
Hey.
Four bitches trying to leave with me. Ain't enough room, and I don't know y'all.
I'm high,
you a low class.
Got a pharmacy for them narcotics.
Potato on it, make it shoot silent.
Wrong with you, you profiling.
I done made $1 million and I didn't go to college.
You
and
mean?
One of my niggas get locked up, fucking work, but believe he going silent.
He don't know nobody, can't tell nobody but yourself.
Rich,
so believe me when I tell you that I know about
when
it.
When I asked your fuck about it,
she said, me and yo got it.
They really, really left, and I told that bitch.
I know.
Ain't
it you say you will?
How you know though?
Just know that I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they with me strong.
And
them they gon' your book called Money Long. You know that I know.
Well,
you know that I know.
I wanna see my homies rich forever. I know some secrets I never tell them. I got some birds, but I never mell them. You in love with Instagram homies, and you ain't never mell them. Pocket full of money, boy, I know the feeling. I know they hating that why I lost the ceiling. In the drop head of the 71 colors on 8. Then my wife beat the arm with my hat to the back. Started from the bottom like Drake, but I'm with the same old that I started with. Same young no robbing with. Ain't the have a problem with, cause I'm automatic pistol, no revolver. And I know, say lay
so.
Go against they
gas.
Playing like they real. Living in disguise. Homie, what you know?
I know.
I stick to that shit, homie.
Ain't it you say you will?
How you know though?
Just know that I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they with me strong.
And
them, they gon' your book called Money Long. You know that I know.
Well, you know that I know.
Mike Cipher. Yep. And the jam session has already begun, so jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's Friday, January 24th. Hey, 2 days from the Grammy Awards. It's going down. Tonight we're going to actually talk about all the nominees. We were proud to have had Big Dog, Humble Monster, on the show earlier in the week. Nominated for 2 Grammys. Big up. He just retweeted our tweet saluting him. Big up to you, Big Dog. Again, we want to hear from you as we recap the week in news and entertainment. 917-889-3926. Without further ado, all the way live from Charlotte. Give it up. Kizzy Boston. What up, mama?
Good afternoon in the morning time. I'm cold as hell.
I'm going to need you to get warm.
Hey, we got the heaters going.
Bundle up.
Hey.
Bundle up, baby. Bundle up.
Got the heaters on. Thank God for heaters.
What that black skirt at? What that little black dress or that black skirt, whatever it is.
Hey, I drank it earlier to try to keep warm while we were waiting for my mother to bring back the electric heaters.
All right, so now.
The little black dress will warm you up.
Listen, since my feet sweating. Okay, so now you're going to have to go, since all the little black dress is gone, you're going to have to go get the cut-up jeans. Drink that.
Oh, okay. That's, what is that?
All the way live from the itty-bitty place they call Plant City. Give it up. I hope you warm. Hot chocolate.
Yes, I'm warm. My name is Warm, HC in the building, a.k.a. Gigi, a.k.a. Cammy's Grammy, and a.k.a. Little Miss Eloise. I don't know what else Sabe is going to figure out to name me or to call me at your prompting, but, yeah, that's what I am right now.
A.k.a. Sister Scott.
Thank you.
Sister Scott. I forgot. Wait. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all can sit in the first pew today.
Hold on. Wait. Pause. Why when the you know, y'all know I'll be up in the middle of the night. Why when the preacher man came on the TV, I bust out laughing thinking about Sister Scott.
Priority seating in the first, second, and third pew by Sister Scott. That's right. I give you priority in the church.
That's when it came out the people's hand before he throw them on the floor.
Wow.
Sister Scott is going with the devil. Yes.
wave my handkerchief. Yeah. Let me wave my handkerchief.
It is Friday night. Yes. Y'all know how we do our Friday nights. What's in the news?
Yes.
What's in the news? Like,
wow. Hey, Grammys. We got.
Go ahead.
The Grammys, Justin Bieber running wild.
Bieber is off the chain. Bieber and Cyrus, the Caucasians are totally embarrassed right now.
Hey,
they are.
They need to listen to Charlemagne. Charlemagne will see y'all hanging with black boy. Y'all can't do the same thing. They gonna get y'all.
You can't drag race and smoke weed and pop pills and think you ain't gonna get in trouble.
But how you do that in a rented car, though? A rented car? You do that in a rented car?
Yeah.
Rented lamp? Yeah. That's how they do, though.
Crazy.
I don't know. But, I was surprised to see he got arrested, though, honestly.
We got a lot to discuss as it relates to Bieber just this week alone. In the last week, he has flooded CNN's newsroom in a major way. So, I mean, we're going to talk about Bieber. But, yo, the record of the year. I don't know how I'm feeling about the record of the year, but you got Get Lucky. We know Get Lucky. That's featuring one of our homeboys, Pharrell Williams. You got Radioactive. You got Royals. You got Locked Out of Heaven, Bruno Mars, of course. And then you got, of course, Blurred Lines. And so you got Pharrell, who killed the charts this year, because anytime that you're on 2 records that's nominated for album of the year, you know, you done did your ting-ting. So what are you all thinking? Blurred Lines, Locked Out of Heaven, Royals, Radioactive, or Get Lucky? What's your prediction for tonight?
Radioactive.
Word.
I'm really hoping it's Get Lucky. I really am, but I'm having I'm torn between Get Lucky and Blurred Lines, really.
Now, you know, come on, the radio, the spins alone has got
the Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines written all over it.
Yes, yeah, it does.
But the thing is, if
I like Royals,
if they,
too.
Like that.
Dwayne Rock.
Yeah, I like Royals. I thought Royals was very creative. Her sound is tight.
Yeah, I like the I've heard a couple of songs from the album, and it's pretty dope. They just released another video earlier in the week.
Now that was in Record of the Year, so that's a single. That's the single. Album of the Year, I was a little surprised too. The Blessed Unrest, which is Sarah, I can never pronounce her last name. Random Access Memories, which is by the same folks who sing Get Lucky. That's the record.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City, which I'm thinking he's going to take it. However, comma, you got Heist and Macklemore and Lewis. They did that thing this past year. Time that you're competing with Taylor Swift, I don't know how it could go. That album, Red, she sold a lot of records.
That's
a nice album, too.
But what about Kendrick Lamar? Didn't he get nominated for Album of the Year, too?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm going with Kendrick Lamar because he sold a lot of records, and I think he was underrated, and so he exceeded expectations. So I think the Grammy is leaning towards him, but I'm not sure because anytime Taylor Swift is in a category, she typically takes it.
I'm going with the underdog. I'm going with Kendrick.
Yeah, and he gets my nod too.
Yeah, but you know what, Macklemore, they're gonna get some. They're gonna get noticed for some stuff too, though. They're pretty dope.
They're gonna
get something. They're just not gonna.
Yeah,
get
that. They are. So, there's like 70 categories, so we could never go through all of the categories in an hour. But Song of the Year, not to be mistaken with Album of the Year or Record of the Year. So Song of the Year, you have Just Give Me a Reason, and y'all probably don't know what that is, Locked Out of Heaven.
I don't.
You got Roar, yes. Royals, Saint Love.
I think Katy Perry and Roar is going to take that.
Yeah.
I really think Katy Perry is going to take that one.
I'll go for that.
I was thinking between Royals and Bruno Mars is Locked Out of Heaven. But I'm really not sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking Katy Perry. Well, I also don't want to downplay Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's Same Love.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
like
a hard category right there.
Exactly. They did some it was some good music last year. Like they really did that.
For sure. Different and good quality music. It wasn't the same, you know, same old ordinary thing.
Exactly.
Right. So best new artist of the year, James Blake, Kendrick Lamar, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Kacey Musgroves, or Ed Sheeran.
Kendrick Lamar. I just say Macklemore I think Macklemore on that one.
It's going to be interesting, and the Grammy Awards is going down this Sunday, January 26th. Again, big up to Big Dog, Humble Monster, for his two nominations. Also, big up to Pharrell, Homeboy, representing the Grammys in a major way. I believe even Timbaland got a nomination. So, I mean, yeah, they're killing the charts. VA in the building. Hey, we'll be back. You in tune to the Friday Night Cypher. It's the crew.
Salute DJ B, Philly, the VA, Scratch Canics, Fresh Radio, the block. And right now you're checking out TM Hyman Radio live. You know what it is.
Yeah.
TM Hyman Radio Live, and that was Pharrell and Daft Punk with Lose Yourself, and they were nominated for that song as well, if I'm correct. Anyone?
Yep. No. They're nominated for Get Lucky, but it's on that same album.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Is it to get some? Okay, yeah. I swear that song's about me, y'all. I'll tell y'all the story later, but I swear that song's about me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, look, anyway. Hey, look, when I get my interview.
Are you riding around Charlotte trying to get lucky?
No. No. All I can say is it involves Uno, and that's all I'll say about that right now. But anyway, so... So we're talking about, you know, nominated, people that are being nominated. Mary J. Blige, she is being nominated on Sunday for her best rap song collaboration with rap artist Kendrick Lamar. But
and the song is Now or Never.
Okay, Now or Never, all right. Yeah, I wasn't sure exactly what song it was because it wasn't listed, but I'm looking at ABC News, and the father of singer Mary J. Blige was stabbed on Thursday and critically injured in a domestic dispute in Michigan. And they said that the father is, he had a neck wound, and he was taken to Kalamazoo Bronson Methodist Hospital, and no further information has been listed for his condition. However, the ex-girlfriend was found with blood on her clothing, and they also recovered the knife. And, she was supposed to be, the ex-girlfriend was supposed to be arraigned today, but they haven't given any updated information as far as, you know, whether she's released or not. But she's definitely in jail and set to be arraigned. So.
Wow.
Sorry to have Mary J, though. Yeah. So, you know, hopefully this win will, you know, soften the blow. I don't know.
Praying for his speedy recovery, definitely.
Well, see, the thing, too, though, is that, you know, I don't know how close they were anyway because, you know, they say, well, she's even said herself that, you know, her father left her and her family early on in their life. So,
yeah,
that's her father, but, you know, we still, I don't know how close they were. It's sorry to hear, though.
Yes.
Yo, I just had a conversation with somebody that's dear to me in reference to, you know, her dad. And if you're talking about dads leaving early in people's lives, it's interesting because I had a conversation with a group of people last week talking about the absentee father. And I asked the group to raise your hand if you're a grown person still dealing with little child issues or kid issues that extend from your absent father. And I said, but whether he was there in the house but really wasn't there, or whether you never knew him, or whether, you know, he left at some point, you know, raise your hand. It was amazing to me that, you know,
it's people 30,
40, yeah. 50 still issues. And so I challenged those people to write a letter to their father. I didn't say send a letter to your father, but write a letter to your father to be able to get it out of your head and to get it out of your heart. Because at the end of the day, you're the only one still grieving. Your father has moved on, you know, maybe not. But it's about freeing yourself. And so I'm going off on a different I'm going down a different path. And next week we're going to do a show on absentee fathers because the absentee father has impacted us in ways that we just really don't even understand.
Really?
But, you know, it's funny, though, really? Because a lot of people, and that's the reason why I said everybody in that room should have raised their hand is because a lot of people do not, if you tell them early in life, like early 20s or even like late teens, you tell them that, you know, how they are is because of, you know, how they were treated as a child and so on and so forth, they'll deny it. And then about 30, though, is when you start to realize that everything you were told was a lie or, I'm not going to say a lie, but, you know, to just get you over and get you through and you got to really find out what the truth is for yourself. And it's like people don't come to that realization until about 30-something.
So 30-something. So it was interesting because what she said to me was, you know, her father walking out on her ultimately caused her to be able to cope. It caused her to just not acknowledge him, period, like he doesn't even exist. But not only does he not exist, his mother doesn't exist. That side of the family doesn't exist. You know,
right.
She has stepsisters that she was raised with that doesn't exist. She told me if she saw him, she would walk right past him on the street. That's not even who she is, but that's
right.
How she's been able to cope all these years. We've got to set ourselves free, and we've got to forgive in order to move on, because we think that this stuff doesn't impact us, but we take it into relationships and we take it into marriages, and really you're only hurting yourself. You got to be able to free yourself, and the rest is going to follow. You're in tune to the Friday Night Cypher. We'll talk about that, but we're recapping the week in news and entertainment. You know, Justin Bieber pulled out his pee-pee and peed his name in the snow. Peed his name in the snow. What are you thinking, Justin Bieber?
Wait a minute. What? I heard one even better than that. I heard that he got his bond was, or he got another bond placed on him for getting familiar with himself in the jail cell before they released him.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
what is he going
I don't know how true that is. I don't know how true that is. But
Usher Raymond, what are you doing? What kind of manager are you?
And then what's with the whole, you know, you think you're Michael Jackson and you stand up on a vehicle after they release you waving to your fans? You listen, I'm going to need you to have several seats, Beeb, because you're not about the life that you're trying to portray. Like, I'm going to need you to
Do you think Bieber is trying to me, he's really trying to do what Miley did to get it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I believe
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
I believe
Thank
that.
You. Because he's ready to do big boy things, and people are still looking at him as Little Bieber.
Right.
Little Bieber been burning blunts for several years. He's just now getting caught driving cars and drag racing doing it.
And he's doing it more openly. But then the crazy thing is, too, because keep in mind, his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend or whatever, she's been able to transition over. But
is that Selena Gomez? Are you talking about Selena
yes.
Gomez?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's transitioned into grown woman, and, you know, so they all have to go about their own way of transitioning. I mean, what's crazy
pulling your pee-pee out in front of a public audience who's watching you pee, really?
Hold on, but how about this? How many of those people do you think left while he was peeing? Or how many of those people do you think pulled out their cameras and just stood there and started recording? They were entertained by it.
Of course, they're fans.
Right. And that's the thing. The reason why they do it is because it's allowed. Again, people love to be entertained. People love to see other people do what they want to do or say what they want to say. You know, I mean, everybody who stood there and took pictures was like, yay. I want to pee in the snow too, but nobody cares about me.
I don't think the hood transition is going to work for Beeb.
No, because we really don't care. We really don't care about you, Beeb, and you really are looking like a fool.
The only way that it's going to be like where the stuff thing, you know, it does a great transition is he does like stays locked up and comes out like Vanilla Ice did, you know, all buffed up.
Yo, Beeb,
Beeb won't last a week.
This is my advice to you.
Oh,
if you want to be like a grown man, then cut your hair. Start there.
Hey, little Bieber cape. Yes. Oh, my God. Take your shirt off, little boy. Oh, they're going to kill him.
Beeb ain't about that life. He won't last a week.
Give us that next Grammy category.
Next Grammy category that we have here is Best Pop Solo Performance. And in that category, the nominees are Brave by Sarah Bareilles, Royals by Lorde, When I Was Your Man, Bruno Mars, Roar, Katy Perry, and Mirrors, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin got that. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, I was going to say that's going to be a tough one between Bruno, Katie, and Justin. Like, I mean, Lord, yeah, but those three heavy hitters right there, that's going to be tough.
That's tough.
I'm going to go with Katy Perry.
I'm going to go with Katy Perry and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, me too.
Excuse me, y'all. I started sneezing. I told y'all I'm cold.
What's the next one?
Well, God bless you. Hold that. Next one is Best Pop Duo Group or Performance. We got Get Lucky by Daft Punk featuring Pharrell Williams and Nile Rodgers. Just Give Me a Reason, Pink featuring Nate Ruess. Stay, Rihanna featuring Mickey Echo. Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and Pharrell. And Suit and Tie featuring Justin and Hove.
Suit and Tie, baby.
I was going to go with the one right before that.
I mean, you know, I can't remember that much, but it was the one right before Suit and Tie.
Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and Pharrell. I'm actually going to go out on a limb and go with Rihanna and Mickey Echo. That stay joint got a lot of spins.
Is anybody keeping up with who we are picking, or we're going to have to listen, we're going to run it back?
Yeah, we're going to have to run that back. So
okay.
Next is, I think I'm going to skip Best Pop Instrumental Album just because it's kind of boring. But Best Pop Vocal Album, Paradise, Lana Del Rey, Pure Heroine, Lord,
yeah.
Unorthodox Jukebox, Bruno Mars, Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke, and the 2020 Experience, The Complete Experience, Justin Timberlake.
I'm between the first one and 2020.
That's Paradise.
The Del Rey girl.
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, she's dope.
Yeah, she
is dope.
But she didn't get more spins than Blurred Lines.
I'm so sick of Blurred Lines. I don't even want to give it credit.
Hold on, let me tell you this though. Well, guess who is a favorite among? It is a favorite among 60-year-olds. Okay, because everyone.
Because they line dancing to it.
What? Hold on. First, line dances. Boo! They are bumping it in their cars loud, going up the street. If I could record this stuff, I swear I would show it to y'all. But I love these people. I wouldn't even put them on front like that. But they love it and blast it.
I would have to confirm that.
Yeah, because my mom is in that category, and she's rocking it all the time.
No doubt.
All
hey, do you guys think Jay-Z and Beyonce are going to perform together?
Who and who?
That's going to be dope.
Well, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they are performing this, I mean, you know, they're performing for the Grammys. What I'm not sure is whether they're going to perform together.
Oh.
That'll be dope if they do.
Yeah. Because, you know, for a long time, Jay-Z wouldn't, you know, they had kind of not shown up at the Grammys for a while.
Yeah, true.
You know, and so this will be, you know, a return after a couple-year hiatus. And the fact that they're performing, that's dope. Yeah.
I wonder what they're going to do.
She has to do Drunk in Love.
Whatever they do,
please don't, Lord. I can't say Drunk in Love. I think I like all the other songs, but
Drunk in Love.
Of course.
What?
Hold on. First of all, if you ain't never woke up in the kitchen, good grief. I'm telling you, I threw my hands in the air on that one. That hurt all.
I've woken up in the kitchen and asked how we got in there, but she sounds like a baby goat. She sounds like a baby goat. I'm sorry.
She's
just wrong. Over the whole, I'm off of that. I'm off that.
She was drunk, okay? So you want to go Indian sound in the back?
And we going to come back.
Play Drunk in Love.
And she's not. No, I'm not. I'm going to hit Justin Timberlake. Take Back Tonight. No, sir.
Yeah, this was your city. You did it all. one, babe. Attraction, are you ready? I know you feel it, pull you nearer till you feel it again. Oh, wanna do something right, but we could do something better. There ain't no time like tonight, and we ain't trying to save it for later. Stay out here living the life, yeah. Nobody cares who we are tomorrow, Mona. Got that little something I like, the little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight, tonight, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray, astray, yeah. Your love's a weapon, give your body some direction. That's my aim. Then we could take back the night. Come on, use me up until there's nothing left. Take back the night. Dizzy, spinning, sweating, you can't catch your breath.
Live, your girl HC, a.k.a. Hot Chocolate, a.k.a. Gigi, a.k.a. Sister Scott, bringing us back. Also in the building with us, T.M. Hyman, the general himself, Kizzy Busy Boston, over there holding it down. Stay warm, mama. We're going through the Grammy nominations
riding,
this week.
Riding through Charlotte.
Yep.
Trying to get lucky.
Okay.
I know, right?
The Friday night cypher
like
we got popping off.
Smell like
God.
Back rub, yeah.
Back rub, that's what they're calling it these days, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, hot chocolate, which really means back seat.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Why
right
you always
of my
business, PM? See, you be telling way too much about business.
Backseat of my G.
I'm going to start showing you one of the bus. Well, I'm trying to tell you. I gotta watch when I do it, though, because everybody always take me so damn serious sometimes, you know. I got to watch when I do it, you know.
It ain't what you say, it's how you say it.
We pray for you.
We are going to get back to some more of these Grammy nominations. There are 71 categories, I believe, and of course we're not going to be able to get through all of them in the 21 minutes that we have left.
I'm sorry.
Say that again?
I think we are. That's the other song, GG.
There you go, John Legend. Who do we think we are? There we go. Shout out to our homeboy, Bink. For his two Grammy nods, he got a Grammy nod for the Mac Wilds album as well as for John Legend. We got our fingers crossed for our boy. Hopefully he wins and bring back that hardware.
Yeah.
But the next category that we're going to cover is Best Traditional R&B Performance. We have the nominees, the song Please Come Home, Gary Clark Jr., Get It Right, Fantasia, haven't heard from her in a while, Quiet Fire by Maja. I'm not even sure if I know who that is. Hey Laura by Gary Porter and Yesterday by Ryan Shaw.
I have no idea who most of those people are.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
What's the category?
Best Traditional R&B Performance.
Yo, that's like way too traditional.
Yeah,
right, really. I really don't notice any of those. Oh, no, hold on, wait. I'm sorry. Gary Clark Jr., I'm familiar who he is, but I'm not familiar with anybody else on that list.
But
I don't even know Gary Clark Jr.
Well, look him up.
Neither.
He's really dope. He really is. He's like a mixture between, like, Jimi Hendrix and, like, Chuck Berry. I'm so serious. He's dope.
Okay, can
you do me a favor and can you find some Gary Clark Jr. for Monday and give us give me and our audience, because I have no clue who he is, never heard the sound.
Yeah,
no,
enlighten me too. I don't know who he is.
No problem, guys.
All right,
he's for my SoundCloud. He's a SoundCloud friend of mine too.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with Gary Clark Jr. for the Grammy.
Okay,
we'll go with Gary. Gary, we're gonna go with you. All right, next category is Best R&B Song. Best of Me, Anthony Hamilton. I love that song.
Yeah.
Love and War, Tamar Braxton.
Oh.
Only One.
Oh, she killed the game this year. She killed the game.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. And it doesn't hurt that her husband, Vince,
is the game.
Yes, he is the game. He killed the game, yes.
Okay.
Only One, PJ Morton, featuring Stevie Wonder, Pusher Love Girl, James Fauntleroy. I'm not even sure if I know who that is. Oh, but it's on Justin Timberlake's album. Okay.
Yeah, James Fauntleroy is dope.
And then Without Me, Fantasia. I'm going to have to go with Tamar on this one.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Where did Fantasia come from? When did she do this shit?
Well, that album, she came out at the beginning of last year.
Yeah, and the song features Kelly Rowland and Missy Elliott.
Yeah, that was about...
Was that the only single that came off that record?
No, actually...
That I've heard, yeah.
No, actually, it was three songs actually that were released from the album, because it was two of them that she performed, like on, you know, like on Oprah and on, what's the other one? Us. Because, yeah, she performed Side Effects and, Side Effects of You. That was even on a soundtrack. So, she did something last year. But it was more, right before the summertime. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going with Tamar Braxton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the Tay Martians on that one too. Next category. Well, enlighten me first, and then maybe I'll feel differently, because right now I still don't know who he is.
Well, James Fauntleroy, he is really dope. Okay, I'll say I'll just list some artists he's worked with, like Erykah Badu, Outkast, Drake. You know what, Dwelle, he's worked with.
Love Dwelle.
I'm telling y'all, like, most of the dope songs that you rock to on, like, that they even play, like, he has something to do with it. Like, that whole equestrian circle they got, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's like another Questlove.
Okay.
Right. He's in that brain, rather. I'm not comparing him to Questlove because there's no comparison. However, he's in that lane in his own, but
okay.
You know, he's in that lane. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Class.
All right, mm-hmm. So next category, Best Urban Contemporary Album. Again, we have Tamar Braxton with Love and War, Side Effects of You, Fantasia, One in the Chamber, Salaam Remy, Unapologetic, Rihanna, and New York, A Love Story, Mac Wilds.
Wow. I say between Mac
Wilds
and Rihanna, one of them.
I'm going with Mac.
I think the quality. I
love him.
I think the quality of the album is on point, but I don't think he got enough spins in 2013 to really qualify him.
Well,
and
I find it extremely interesting that the producer of his album, Salaam Remy, is also nominated in this same category.
Right, because they do that. You know why? Because there's not a lot of them that they even consider.
Yeah,
you know, so that's
why
really go off their popularity. It's based on who picks them off the board, you know? So,
right. But I think he's
then,
the underdog, so I'm going to go with Mac Wilds as well because the album is dope.
I'm going with Mac too.
I say Mac because I love him as an artist, dope. However, I think Rihanna has it.
Well, I mean, she probably is going to take it, but I'm still going to go with Mac because he's the underdog and he's dope.
Yeah,
I'm going with Mac, too.
I love you, Mac.
And as a matter of fact,
I don't mean to cut you off. Quite frankly, I'm quite sick of Rihanna, who really is a young Whitney Houston. That's
hey.
You know what? You're not the first person that I've heard say that.
Hey.
I mean, I love Ree. Don't get me wrong. That's my girl. But, yeah, she's following dangerously close in those same footsteps.
And I'm not talking sing like Whitney, by no means.
No,
I'm just talking
like
reckless.
Her mother wants that. It's funny that you said that because when they were talking about the biopic and who was going to play Whitney, Whitney's mother wants Rihanna to be one of the people that tries out for it. So that's
why
she's
living the same lifestyle.
She is.
That and she can sing, you know.
Well, she can't sing like Whitney. Get out of here.
I didn't say she. Nobody who can sing like Whitney, except for 8-year-old white girl. I don't know.
Jennifer Hudson sings like Whitney.
That's who I would want to say play Whitney in a biopic.
And she's skinny enough to play Whitney. Actually, she looked like she's
now she is. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my God! And what's it? Bobby Christina, Boogie Mary and her.
Hey! You hold that. We gonna come back because then that's something to talk about. Yo, we are that. Network, we are TM Hyman the Crew. Back moment.
Hey, yo, what up? This is your boy Mac Wilds. Check this out. This is my song, Own It.
The remix.
Mastermind. Ricky Rose. Double M. I got you, homie. On the corner, I'm followed like I'm in Barney's. A belt like a brick, now these people all on me. Haters wanna harm me, Navy in the army. Slitch and stitch, fit chamber combi. D-Boy cheddar, Kenzo leather. Maybach music, Rolls Royce weather. She my dream girl, my face Evans. Shotgun in my new 7. Standing in the rain screaming, put your kid on. Throw the peace sign, praying that you live long. Be long like the nation of Islam. Income that'll make in the 10 some. Residuals is what it live for. Ridicule I never had a feel for. The realtor said I was a real boy. All cash and the fat boy peeled off. Chrome wheels speeding down the dirt road. Mastermind all white minks on. Minks on. Rose, hold them up, let go.
Words that I live by. That's just how I do. Do I do? I'm young right now, but I won't be forever. So I'ma live it up like that's true. You might wanna roll with me too. That I don't mean to brag, but I live a life that most can only dream about. Yeah. So baby, come be my dream girl. Pick up fantasy and let me work out. Yeah. Oh yeah. Tell me where you wanna go, what you wanna do. Say we living it like we own it, own it, own it. Then I'm on top of the world. What I need is you. Say we living it like we own it, own it, own it. Yeah. Never too much, so just let the drink flow. Later on, you can come through, through, come through. Know you're the flyest. They should call you your highness. And call me king, cause I'm that dude. All you gotta do is leave your crew. Said I don't mean to brag, but I live a life that most can only dream about. Yeah. So baby, come be my dream girl. Pick up fantasy and let me work out. Yeah.
City. It's your hip-hop informer, that dude T.M. Hyman and the crew, Mac Wiles. Again, big up to that dude Big Dog for his Mac Wild nomination. Actually, he has two nominations. The Grammy Awards going down Sunday, January 26th. And you got that crew right here, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston. Big up to Didi. Big up to Toya, that dude St. James. Nokio, the crew. Hey, back on Monday, same place, same time, 9 p.m. Well, we're talking about absentee fathers and the impact that absentee fathers have actually had on not just those who didn't have their fathers, but those in relationship with people that didn't have their fathers. That impacts even their relationship. So it impacts everybody, and we're going to talk about that Monday, 9 p.m. We're talking about the Grammy categories. But first, Bobby Christina has Whitney twerking in the grave.
Hey. She said her mother said that they were going to be together anyway. I mean, her mother never really adopted the boy. His name was Nick Gordon, actually. She never actually adopted him. She just raised him. And they got married on the 10th of January in Georgia. They actually tweeted, you know, about, you know, being so in love and loving life.
Yo, this is what I think. I think if it was all good, right? And so we know Sissy is a no-nonsense mother, grandmother. If it was all good, Sissy wouldn't be so pissed off. And Sissy said,
right.
I quote, I'm pissed.
Right. But, you know, it's crazy
that's
because.
That's cussing for Sissy.
Yeah, that's cussing for the church lady.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Is that like just growing up with your best friend and then deciding that, I mean, you know, who knows? They may be married longer than.
I mean, this is what I think. This is what I think biologically. Because it all, to me, I mean, really at the end of the day, it comes down to biology. And so there is no, see, if there's no real possibility that, you know, my baby's ear is going to grow on his nose and his nose is going to grow where his nipple should be.
Right.
See, if there's no type of disformity, then, hey, if it's not blood relations at the end of the day, then I think you're safe. But still, I think there's a moral, you know, compass that we have to be directed by. But I think morality is so relative. Morality is so relative that, you know, at the end of the day, as long as they're not going to have any disformed babies, is the word disformed? Am I saying that correctly? Is that the word?
Yeah.
Deformed.
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 Yeah, deformed is the word. Deformed.
Right. As long as the baby's not going to be deformed, I thought I was saying that incorrectly. Deformed, I think we're good.
I think you were combining deformed and disfigured.
Okay.
That's exactly what I did.
This is why you read the
dictionary. But that can be our word for the day.
Well, that can be help.
That can be our word for the day, disfigured.
Disfigured.
We got one more Grammy category that we can get to in the time that we have left, and it is Best Rap or Sung Collaboration. The nominees are Power Trip, J. Cole featuring Miguel, Part 2 on the Run, Jay-Z featuring Beyonce, Holy Grail, Jay-Z featuring Justin Timberlake, Now or Never, Kendrick Lamar featuring Mary J. Blige, and Remember You, Wiz Khalifa featuring The Weeknd. I'm going to go with either J and B or J and Justin.
Yeah, I'm going to go with J and Justin on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with J and B because Beyonce seems to have this influence on society that is just, like, unbelievable. So I'll go with J and B.
On the world.
Hey, can you skip down to the producers of the year?
All right, hold on. Let's see if I can find where it is.
We got a few minutes left in the show. If you want to jump in, feel free. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. And follow us on Twitter at TM Hyman Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, TM Hyman Radio Live, I believe. If not, it's TM Hyman Radio. And we appreciate the love.
All right, I'm at 62. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. These have the craziest cat. Okay. Producer of the Year. I'm sorry. Producer of the Year, Non-Classical, Rob Cavallo, Dr. Luke, Ariel Rexhade, Jeff Tweedy, and Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell.
Big up Pharrell. Yo, he got it.
Two up, two down.
Big up Pharrell. Yo, for Pharrell, just don't wear your pants so tight on Sunday, bro.
Oh, gosh. You already know that's going to happen.
Yo, I know the European thing, you've embraced that. I mean, and you fly, bro. You fly. But, damn, just try not to wear them so tight, man.
I'm surprised he can wear them that tight. That's all I have to say about that. But I'm really surprised he can wear them that tight.
That's tailored to him.
And he's fly. The dude is fly. I mean, you can't touch his cat.
Of course.
He's got long cash. He's real long.
Very long.
Hey, thanks for rocking. We about to get back for Monday. Yo, you crazy. 9 p.m. Yo, see, she in the back seat. Oh, she done jumped in the back seat, Hot Chocolate. Take us home.
She has. We are that crew, that network, TM Hyman. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is TM Hyman, the general. Madam CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee, St. James, Toya, Nokia. We'll be back on Monday.
Good night.
Good luck, B. Good luck, Mac. Good luck, Morrell.
What's that hero love that saved the day? Anyway, cliche, 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 cliche. What about the fact that folks could, yeah, an innocent love on second thought, yeah. Black hourglass, hourglass, those cliches in the dark past.